Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. Florida added more than 3,200 coronavirus cases over the last day and another 147 deaths. It was the fourth day in a row where the weekly average for number of infections in Florida increased. After hours of public comment today, the Pinellas County Commission voted unanimously to extend the county's local coronavirus emergency. The county's rule requiring face coverings in public remains in place. Dozens of residents weighed in on both sides of the mask issue. First daughter and presidential advisor Ivanka Trump visited Tampa's Ybor City today. WMNF's Daniel Figueroa IV reports she stopped at La Segunda Bakery before joining former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for a fireside chat at the Columbia restaurant.
After touring the century-old Ybor institution and literally rolling up her sleeves to help make a loaf of La Segunda's famous palm-crusted Cuban bread, Ivanka Trump ordered 4 guava turnovers and 3 loaves of bread before heading to the Columbia for her talk with Bondi. Bondi and Trump were flanked by American flags as they spoke from a small lit stage with a framed Florida flag on the wall behind them. They talked for just over 30 minutes to a crowd of President Trump supporters, including Florida's Education Commissioner Richard Corcoran. During the talk, Trump sang her father's praises on topics from his coronavirus response.
He brought his business sensibility to bear in mobilizing the full of government, but also leaning on the private sector to do what they do best.
To renegotiating NAFTA.
He renegotiated some of our worst trade deals, starting with the job-killing NAFTA, which has such a tremendous impact on the economy here in Florida.
Criticism of the president's coronavirus response has increased in recent weeks following the release of taped conversations in which he admits to purposefully downplaying the pandemic's dangers to avoid panicking the American people. And while Ivanka Trump praised her father for working toward peace between Israel and the United Arab Emirates,
peace should be, that's the greatest goal, and that's in our world, should be our collective desire.
Her husband and fellow presidential advisor Jared Kushner Wednesday advocated for the use of assassinations in U.S. foreign policy and said the president keeps all options on the table, despite the practice being banned by a 1975 executive order. As the presidential race enters its final few months, Florida is again a crucial battleground state. Both major party candidates are especially vying for the Black and Latino votes, and Biden currently leads with both groups. So it's no surprise Trump chose 2 of Tampa's most historic Cuban institutions as stops for her visit. Though many Floridian Latinos tend to lean toward Democrats, Trump has seen increased support among Cubans, especially in Miami. And while most Tampa Bay Cubans also tend to lean left, some, including Clara Montesino, were out to support the president earlier in the week when Democratic rival Joe Biden came to town.
Biden, he's going to the socialist side. As Cubans, we live communism. We didn't read about it. We didn't see it on TV. We lived it. And as a person that has lived it, I don't want this for my kids or my grandkids.
Regeline Sabat was one of only 2 Black people in attendance at Thursday's Ivanka Trump event. Despite increased protests in response to the police killings of Black people in the U.S. and violent responses from counter-protesters and white nationalist extremist groups, Sabat, a 27-year-old Trump volunteer, said she thinks Trump is making America safer for everyone, including Black people.
President Donald Trump cares about all people, including the Black community. The Black community is starting to wake up, and that is the fact. He's actually causing America to come back together, and we need 4 more years of President Donald Trump.
Ahead of her trip, Ivanka Trump released a statement outlining some of her father's accomplishments. But Florida Democratic Party spokesperson Francis Swanson followed with a fact check calling Trump's claims that the president has lowered prescription drug costs, combated human trafficking, increased access to child care, and cut taxes for working families a litany of lies.
Another smoke and mirrors visit from the Trump campaign, and this time from the president's daughter, Ivanka Trump, isn't going to change the fact that Donald Trump's inability to lead has strapped the state with the worst health and economic crises on record. He is going to lose this election because he failed to deliver on his promises and then spent months gaslighting Floridians instead of getting the job done and managing the coronavirus pandemic.
For WMNF News, I'm Daniel Figueroa IV.
President Trump read a speech today at the National Archives Museum criticizing the left's approach to the study of history. Trump complained about the New York Times 1619 Project, critical race theory, and, in his words, propaganda tracts like those of Howard Zinn.
We must clear away the twisted web of lies in our schools and classrooms and teach our children the magnificent truth about our country. We want our sons and daughters to know that they are the citizens of the most exceptional nation in the history of the world.
That's President Trump speaking today, saying he will sign an executive order on patriotic education in schools. Here's the weather for tonight. Cloudy and breezy with overnight lows in the high 70s. Some feeder bands from Sally have been moving through the Tampa Bay area. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and breezy with highs in the high 80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.